640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. An Israeli official tells CBS News a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war will begin at 3 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. At least 50 hostages in Gaza are expected to be freed, including possibly three Americans. Their release is in exchange for a four-day ceasefire and Palestinian prisoners. CBS News correspondent Margaret Brennan on the delicate negotiations.
We have come close on at least two occasions, once at the end of October and a few weeks ago, but this is the very first time both sides have publicly agreed to the terms. To help close this deal, President Biden also picked up the phone himself.
For the Palestinian perspective, we turn to correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab in the West Bank.
The people we've been speaking to here in Ramallah say they don't want a pause in the violence, but they want an end to the war completely and the release of all Palestinians being held in Israeli jails, not just some women and children.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the nine-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A permanent memorial was dedicated yesterday in Waukesha to honor the six people who lost their lives in the attack on the Christmas parade 2 years ago. Sherry Sparks, the mother of the youngest victim, Jackson, spoke at the ceremony. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley spoke to As Goes Wisconsin before the memorial.
It's a somber time, but I think it's very necessary to help people heal.
Yesterday's memorial unveiling is the first of two permanent memorials to the Waukesha parade victims. There are several new pets available for adoption in southeast Wisconsin. Yesterday, the Humane Animal Welfare Society collected 35 pets from Louisiana. The dogs and cats were sourced from shelters and will be distributed among five local shelters. All of the animals are called highly adaptable, and you can find out more about them by visiting their profiles online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay. Kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their five-game winning streak on the line when they take on Drew Holiday and the Celtics, 6:30 tonight in Boston. Giannis, interviewed on Bally Sports Wisconsin, asked about Chris Middleton surpassing Sidney Moncrief for leading score in franchise history.
He's number four now. How cool is that for you?
It's really cool, but he's not catching me. He's not catching me. He got a long way to go.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 28 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 41. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As unbelievable as it is the 22nd of November. And that's, wow, where did the year go? Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. Like you were alluding to, we made it to the long weekend coming up.
Yeah, man, but it's, man, it's really amazing. It's the 22nd of November, and it, you know, came out of nowhere, man. You know, and so anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit. You know, yesterday I was finishing up, picking up the things that I need as I prepare to spend some time in the kitchen. You're gonna be doing the same thing, man. You know, I just love my time in the kitchen, man. You?
Yeah, I certainly enjoy it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it.
Oh, do you do it only during Thanksgiving?
That's the one time where I really am able to focus on it. I like to do it every once in a while, but it's hard to find the time.
Right, right, man. So do you do it before your mom does what she has to do, or do you guys in there moving around at the same time?
Well, since I'll have to get the turkey in the oven before most of her stuff, so I'll try to be out of her way.
Yeah. You know, man, I'm going to, I got to start early, tomorrow morning because the Packer kickoff is 11:30, man. Right? It's 11:30. I don't want to be, you know, in the kitchen, putzing around in the kitchen while the Packer game is going on. You know, in the old days, I used to be able to bring a little portable TV in the kitchen. And, you know, you could use that portable TV, but portable TVs have gone the way of the dinosaur. So, you know, I don't have a television in the kitchen. I'm never going to get to that point. You?
I don't have a TV in the kitchen, but the way my house is set up, I can kind of see the TV from the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, I won't be spending time watching the game while I'm trying to cook, so I'm going to go ahead and get that out of the way. You know, things have come a long way. There are more men in the kitchen than there have been probably in lifetime. My dad would never spend any time in the kitchen unless it was looking for something for him to eat or to get a beer, right? Your dad?
He grills a little, but for the most part, yeah, he doesn't really.
Oh, man, my dad didn't grill. He didn't do any of that. I guess his thing was, hey, I'm providing the sustenance, you know, keeping the roof over people's heads, and I shouldn't have to worry about that. But, you know, something about men in the kitchen. And for decades, that wasn't the case. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. We got any men in the listening audience who are going to be spending, who will be spending some time in the kitchen on tomorrow? I'm sure we probably do, man. But I know, I love being in the kitchen, man. It's something about, you know, just getting in there and you know, the chefs, right? Most of the chefs are men. So it's not unusual to have men in the kitchen, right? It's really not unusual to have men in the kitchen when it comes to chefs. But clearly, if you're not a chef, then it's kind of unusual to have men there. But, man, I've grown so accustomed to it that, I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to getting in there and having at it and taking that bird I purchased on yesterday and fresh, always fresh. Well, as much as I preach on the air about getting fresh turkey, if you haven't had it, it'd be fresher. If you live in a rural area, you can catch that fellow who's been floating around out back. It doesn't get any fresher than that. But, I'm going to Calvin, and here's a little information from, an older guy who's in the kitchen. When you season your bird, you put it on the outside, right?
Well, I usually put so I usually cover it in butter, and I try to put it under the skin.
There you go. As a man who knows a little something. Who taught you that?
YouTube videos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. YouTube video. So when I started cooking, there was no YouTube video to teach you that. And it took me a number of years to realize I put my fresh basil that I mince up. Try fresh basil, man, if you ever get a chance. Mince it up really, really well with that butter and put it under the skin. People make mistakes when they're frying their turkeys or cooking their turkeys in the oven. Do you cover yours with aluminum foil?
Not until the end if one part's getting a little too done.
See, you are. Oh, man, come on. You didn't learn it the hard way. You went on the internet. And smart. But, man, I had to learn it over the years, you know, how to get it done and hit and miss. I remember one time I had, I had about six turkeys that I was supposed to deep fry for people on Thanksgiving. And this was when they had the deep fryers outside. When you hear about deep frying turkeys, most people think – you're still using that archaic way of doing it outside by the garage in a big pot. Is that the way you?
A couple of years ago, we went to my aunt's house and she deep fries her turkey, and that's how she does it.
Well, so you no longer have to do that. And that when people use that and propane and it's windy, it's hit and miss because the wind will blow the flame and kick up the heat of the peanut oil, and you can't regulate it. And so that's why people would do it in their garages, because if you do it outside and the wind blows it, it kicks the heat up. You can't regulate the heat. Peanut oil burns at 376 degrees. And so what you want ideally is for the peanut oil to be at his optimum, which is 375. But that 1 degree above 75 then burns the oil, and it burns the bird and destroys what it is you're trying to do. So they came up, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago now with electric fryers that you fried in the house. You plug it into the wall, and you don't need propane. And you don't need to stand around it. when you're doing it at home in the big pot and you got to watch it, you can't go anywhere. You've got to stand there all of that time. So when you're deep frying turkey, it's 4 minutes a pound is what the rate is. So when you're doing it inside your house, man, you don't even have to worry about it. You drop it. You go and do whatever it is you want to do because you know the temperature is not going to get any higher than 375 degrees. The way it's plugged into your wall and circuit, however all this stuff works, but it won't kick it up any higher than 375, and you can do all these other things. But, man, I can taste it right now, you know, and the skin, mon ami. It's going to be a great time. I'm just amazed, man. I'm getting smarter because, you know, I get around and get the things I need several days ahead of time. I was always the guy who was in there, you know, the same day, sometimes having to run back to the store because I didn't plan ahead of time. But, you know, women are wise, and they've been doing this for a while. They know how to do it, but I'm learning. And so I'm excited, man, about getting in the kitchen and having at it and creating another masterpiece, you know. And the other part of it is I use orange juice. Calvin, I mix the orange juice with the basil and a special kind of spice, and I put that in the microwave oven, and then I inject the bird all the way through, and it the meat remains moist. It can never dry out. The white meat, the breast meat, never dries out because the orange juice and the butter and the basil, it just moisturizes the bird. And what the magic is, once you drop the bird in the 375-degree peanut oil, it seals the pores. So none of that juice can get out of the bird. And that's why a fresh bird is so important. None of the juice can escape, so the bird cooks from the inside out, as opposed to the outside in. And because it's cooking from the inside out, it remains moist. Listen, that's, you know, maybe I need to create my own cookbook.
Yeah, or your own cooking show.
Yeah, my own cooking show. Now, that would be pretty cool, man. Maybe we'll look into that. But my own cooking show, the Earl Ingram cooking show, because I do more than turkey now, you know, more than just another pretty face. Listen, we are going to talk after we come back about, you know, people have not taken COVID shots, and I get it, but there's some things going on that are really important and lined up for the future that you need to hear about. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was going to talk about something very important. I'm gonna save that until the next go-round, but I want to ask you guys at 844-967-2789, if you volunteer, and if you do, tell us what kind of volunteering you do. One of the things that I want to do, especially in the next year, is to get more people to volunteer if you aren't. If you are a lonely person, or whether or not your cup runneth over, man, volunteering is where it's at. I don't care if it's in the schools. Many people volunteer in their churches. Many people volunteer in all sorts of realms. But man, I really want to push the idea of people volunteering their time, because I think sometimes people don't realize just what you get out of it. You know, it's we can think about what it does for other people, and it does. You really make a difference in somebody else's life, but you don't realize the difference that it makes in you. And so if you're a person who is, you know, bored, not really understand, not having a lot of things going on. I don't care if you're in a small town, wherever you are, there's always something somewhere and somebody who could use your help. Let's go to John. Good morning to you, John. How you doing, man?
Good morning. From Bose. I'm a volunteer.
Yes, Bose. Sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I volunteer as a carpenter's helper. Well, this old lady next door to me died last winter, but before she did, she used to pull her groceries on a sled across the snow.
Wow.
And then park the sled there and go in and load her refrigerator up, you know. Well, I saw she just had some pallets laying there for her to walk on. And I thought, oh, my God, I should throw a sheet of plywood down for her, you know?
Right.
So I put a sheet of plywood down, and I didn't even tell her, but just because she probably wouldn't ask for help.
Let me ask you, man. And so without her even asking, you did that. What did so when you? What made you decide to do it? Right, because you had been watching it, but what made you finally decide that, hey, I can do this. I'm going to do this.
Well, I just looked at her. You know, you have, it's called the entrance and exit of a building.
Right.
Well, she had a pallet that was upside down. You know, it's kind of an irregular right. pattern.
Right.
And that's an easy trip hazard.
To get hurt, right.
Sure, because us carpenters know that most of the injuries happens on the stairs.
You know, John, man, thank you. Are you done volunteering, or are you going to now keep moving?
Keep moving on. And I just wanted to add catfish to your fat frying recipe. Try catfish.
Oh, okay. Now, do you fry cat? You don't fry catfish in peanut oil.
No, but I have a smoker that heats it up to 450 degrees for 2 hours. It holds it with hickory smoke.
Wow.
It holds that temperature for 2 hours, 450 degrees. That's the Canadian recipe.
So if you drop fish into 450 degrees, it doesn't take long for that to cook. It must be almost simultaneously.
Yes, it is.
All right, John, thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you very much for volunteering. Really appreciate it. That's the whole purpose, you know. And he was talking about an elderly woman who he was watching, you know, doing those things. People don't ask. People are proud. And so it behooves us to not wait for somebody to ask, because people are proud, especially elderly people, and they're going to do it themselves, and that's the way they were raised. And I can tell you, as you know, I age, just not capable of doing the things that I was doing before. And so it only gets worse as you age even more. So, you know, there's always somebody. Your family members, your neighbor, you know, your neighbors, children. So find a way, find some time to volunteer, and not just during Thanksgiving or Christmas or any of those other things. I'm telling you what it will do for you. It will change your belief system, you know, and make things clearer about why we're all here. You don't have to spend as much time doing it as others, but just begin on a smaller scale. Make a commitment this coming year that you are going to improve somebody else's life, somebody else's lot in life. If it's no more than what John just talked about, saw this woman, elderly woman, in an area, a rural area, you know, pulling a sleigh, for heaven's sakes, and then struggling to get back to her home, into her home, because there's no sidewalk there, and she's got these things just strewn around, and he improved her life. She didn't ask, but I'm sure she was thankful. That's what we have to do from this point forward. Take some time out. Make a difference in somebody else's life, and it'll make a difference in yours. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a pill designed to slow aging. I wonder how many people will be lined up to get that, Calvin. A pill designed to slow aging? We'll return.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Marquette University's John Johnson says the court will decide if so-called islands outside district borders are constitutional.
So they proposed a map that kept municipalities in a single district, even when the municipality was composed of pieces that didn't all touch each other.
Johnson spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Conservation groups are asking Governor Evers to block a proposed land exchange to build a new private golf course along Lake Michigan. Under the plan, the state would trade around 7 acres of the Black River Forest for about 9 acres of Kohler Company property. The groups say that the deal would set a bad precedent for public land use. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukesha Parade Memorial bears the names of all of the victims and serves as a tribute to those impacted. There is an inscription.
Like a ribbon woven, we are stronger together. One ribbon representing the victims, one ribbon representing all that were affected. Looking through an open heart upon the city, a symbol of healing and strength. In tragedy, our community unites, dedicated to those who lost their lives, were injured, and all who were touched by the tragedy at the Waukesha Christmas Parade.
That's Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley. He was part of the event yesterday and also appeared on As Goes Wisconsin. If you're traveling out from Waukesha or Milwaukee counties, you may want to fill up before you go. AAA has gas around here below the state average at about $2.90 a gallon locally. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th Annual Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
The Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay, kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their five.